皆さんこんにちは。外資系裏技英語、今週も始まりました。どうも、芸人の石井テルミです。そして
Hello everyone, I'm BJ Fox、
yeah. Hi BJ。
Hey Terumi,
how's it going?
It's going well, it's going really well. Nice sunny day here in Tokyo.
ね、最近ずっと晴れてるよね。
Yeah,
梅雨入り前の、
Don't say 梅雨入り前。 I mean, that's depressing.
そうだね。
Just let me enjoy it. Let me enjoy it, Terumi.
そうだね。今から梅雨のことを言わなくてよかったね。そうだね。 But anyway.
And also, before anyone makes a joke, every season's a rainy season in the UK. It's not actually. It's very nice weather in the UK.
え、違うの？ Rainy season じゃないの？ UK はいつも rainy か cloudy っていうちょっとイメージがあるんだけれども。
Isn't that true? Lies. It's French propaganda.
そうなの？フランス人のプロパガンダなんだ。失礼いたしました。
We do like to complain about the weather, but honestly, it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
ああ、天気のことをぶつくさ言うのが好きなだけであって、毎日天気が悪いわけではないという。
Yeah.
へえ、そうなんだね。結構曇りの日が多いのか。I thought that's why music and poetry developed.I thought that was a reason why they like the heavy weather. なんかちょっとどんよりした曇り空。
But then、why, you know, all the sports like football, rugby,、cricket, tennis, they all started in the UK. Why would so many outdoor sports start if there was bad weather?
そうだね。Okay, people wanted to go out and do sports because、the weather was nice.
The beautiful British sunshine. Every day.
Makes sense. なるほど。その通りですね。
But, yeah.
Okay.
You know that's true. But anyway, we're here for another episode of 外資系裏技英語。
はい、外資系裏技英語、新しいエピソードを今日も始めていきたいと思います。
And you remember last week telling me we talked about how to convince people by not convincing them.
説得せずに説得するという裏技をご紹介しましたよ。
Look, I'm not trying to convince you, but...
Look ってちょっと言って、相手の注目を引いて、注目を集めるというかね、ちょっと空気を変えて、Look, I'm not trying to convince you. 説得をしようとしてるんで、決してありませんよ。事実が客観的にこう言ってるんですよっていう、そういった裏技でしたね。
And it got me thinking about, in business, in English, how do we...try to convince people. What other phrases are there that we can use to say that's a really good idea?
Oh, business scene で人を説得したりするときに使うフレーズで、まあすごくそれはいいアイディアだねとか、そういったフレーズ他に何かあるかな？
Yeah, and I thought of one phrase that has become, I would say, popular recently.That really sums up the feelings of what a great idea, but also feels very business-like.
Oh, what a great idea! っていうような、それすごいいい考えだねっていうようなフレーズ。It doesn't sound really business-like. もし、ちょっとフランクすぎる。フランク。ちょっと。
Yeah, it's fine,、but it doesn't really have that kind of, you know, the coolness, the urawaza style that we're looking for.
なるほど。じゃあ、What a great idea に変わる裏技フレーズ。BJ, please teach us.
Well, I think the phrase we're going to teach could be a real game changer for our listeners.
Oh, so what is a phrase, BJ?
That was the phrase.
That was a phrase, huh?
Yeah, game changer. That's the phrase. This phrase could be a game changer for our listeners.
Game changer. Game will change. What is that? 何ですかそれは。
Well, that's the phrase we want to talk about in today's episode of 外資系裏技英語。
Okay, so BJ, ゲームチェンジャーっていうのは、まあ、ゲームを変えるようなものっていう意味だから、なんとなくイメージはできるけど、なんか、this is very new to me, this phrase. なんか聞いたことないかも。
Yeah, like I said, I think it's a fairly recent phrase, although the origins go back a little bit longer. In terms of business, in terms of an idea or a plan, it means something that will not only impact the plan, but totally change the way you do it moving forward.
Game changer って言ったら、まあ、プランだとかアクションだとかをちょっと変えるという以上に、 もうこれからの流れをすべて変えていくっていうぐらい、もうそれだけ画期的な、もう大変革をもたらすみたいな、それぐらいの強い言葉。
Change the very nature of your business.
ああ、もう、ビジネスの性質そのものを変えてしまう、それくらいインパクトが大きいものの時に使うのがこのゲームチェンジャーなんだ。
Yeah, like, for example, what would be a game-changing episode of Gaishike Urawaza Eigo? What would that look like, Terumi?
え?ゲームチェンジングエピソード?え、なんだろうな?なんか一番ポピュラーなエピソードだったとか?サブスクライバーズがちょっと一番多かったとか、そういうこと?
It would almost need to be bigger than that. It may be like an episode that, you know, got to number one on the podcast charts, and then we got a new sponsor, like some, you know, one episode that totally changed the nature of what this podcast is.
なるほど。私たちのやってるポッドキャストの、もう話がだいぶ変わってくるっていうか、もう違うレベルに行くっていうような、それくらいの変革を表すの。例えば、ポッドキャストチャートで1位になったりだとか、それくらいなのね。うん。
Yeah, or like, let's say it was so popular, it went viral, then someone at NHK saw it and decided to make a Gaishike Urawaza TV show, you know, really changed the nature of how our lives are with the podcast.
NHK、よろしくお願いします。そっか、だから聞いてくださってる方が増えていっているという以上に、まあ、例えば NHK のね、教育テレビ、E テレさんがこれを番組にしようって言ってきてくれたりだとか、まあ、あとはなんかすっごいでっかいスポンサーがついて、また全然違う媒体でこれやろうとか、なんか、なんで時代が変わるじゃないけれども、もう外資系裏技英語の住所が変わるぐらいの大きなインパクトがもたらすようなことをゲームチェンジャーって言うんだね。
And we talked about the origin of the word game changer. And、うん、I believe it comes from sports, specifically baseball.
ゲームチェンジャー。ゲームだから私ゲームかと思ったこのスマホゲームとか。No. ゲームはだから、yeah. スポーツの試合ね。
Yeah.
で、野球から来ている言葉なんですね、これは。Yeah. うん。
So, like, I'm imagining, like, let's say in a sport, you're losing, but in one pass or one home run, the whole game changes.
かなり劣勢の試合の時に、一つの球から流れがブワーって変わって、追い上げるというか、なんか、we say, 流れが変わる?
流れが変わる。
流れ?The flow changes. なんかゲームの流れが完全に変わって、まあ最初は劣勢だ、first they were losing, but、yeah. なんかその後優勢に変わって最後逆転するとか、
yeah.
もう完全に totally the game changed みたいな。
Yeah, like a, imagine like a kind of a full base home run where
満塁ホールマンね。
Yeah, that's the sort of thing. It's been around for a long time in terms of sports, but now it's often used in business. You know, someone says an idea.
はい。
And let's say you like the idea. You more than like the idea. You love the idea. You really see like a great potential for the idea. So what you could say about that idea is, I like it. I think it could be a game changer.
そんなに静かに言うの ?BJ?
Yeah, yeah, I would say it like that.
That could be a game changer! じゃないんだ。
Now, I think you could do that, but potentially, I feel this works better if you're not supporting it too hard. The words themselves are so powerful that if you then add in all that energy, it might come across a little bit too much.
なるほど。And you use it when you like it very much, when you love it.
When you love it.
Not you're, just when you like it.
Yeah. You can use it when you truly believe in your own plan,Or if you're supporting someone else's idea, this could be a game changer.
へえ、じゃあ誰かのアイデアに対してこれはとてつもないポテンシャルを秘めてるんじゃないかなっていう時にだけ静かに使っていい。This could be a game changer. Is it always a noun?
Game changer is a noun, but you could also use it as an adjective.
ほう、形容詞的にも使えるので、yeah. 今まではね、it could be a game changer. 名詞としてゲームチェンジャーになりうるっていう言い方で使ってたけども、形容詞的にも、how can you use it as an adjective.
Well, this could be a game-changing plan. This plan has game-changing potential. You know, you could say like the game-changing potential of online meetings wasn't fully discovered until recently. We've all been working from home. So it can be used. Game changer goes to game changing.
ほうほうほうほう。このオンラインミーティングも、もう昨今ね、こうやってお家から仕事するっていう時になるまで、そのゲームチェンジング、時代を変える、まあ、大きなポテンシャルを秘めた、大変革となるようなポテンシャルがあるっていうのは、みんな気づいてなかったとか、そんな風にも使えるってことですね。Yeah. Hey BJ, can you use it as a verb? Like, oh, your idea could change the game とか。そういうふうには使える？それは変。
I would say that does not make sense.
とか。
Well, it makes actually, that's harsh. It doesn't not make sense, but it's, we don't really use it. This could change the game.
それは言わない。
This could change the game. No, I think almost, yeah, yeah, this could change the game. I would say in that case, you would say this could change the way we do business.
普通の表現になっちゃった。
Yeah, like it loses that impact, that urawaza impact that we're looking for.
そうか。Yeah. 言い方大事だよね、裏技。だから、ゲームチェンジングかゲーム、it could change the game。あ、違う。it could change the game はダメだ。そういう言い方はダメですよって話ね。動詞としては使わないで、it could be a game changer、もしくは、it has a game changing potential とか。
Yeah. Anyway.
そういうふうに使うのが OK。OK。
Anyway, let's hear this in action.
Hey, BJ.
Hey, Ruben.I just wanted to jump on a call to run something by you.
Okay, I'm listening.
So, we've been approached by a publisher to turn our Gaishike Urawaza Eigo worksheets into a book.
So, we repackage our content and they publish it? It sounds like a lot of work.
But think about it. We can get distribution across Japan...They can market in channels that a podcast cannot reach, and it will give our project a lot of credibility.
Hmm.
It could be a game changer.
Hmm, yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it, yeah. Book off. Here we come.
Wait, did you just tell me to f*** off?
No, I said book off. It's a bookshop in Japan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do that then.
All right, well...
I gotta go. Bye.
Okay. In that example, BJ was promoting his own idea to Ruben by using the phrase, I think it could be a game changer. Now let's hear another example where BJ is supporting someone else's idea.
最初は BJ が自分のアイデアをサポートするときに使ったけども、今度は人のアイデアいいねっていうときにゲームチェンジャーを使っているパターンを見てみましょう。
Difficult with the Olympics being cancelled, but we're still hopeful for a strong year of growth.
Great, thank you for that. Okay, now, Harry, so can you tell me more about the new social media tool?
Okay, so rather than adding a tweet to Twitter and another post to Instagram, I propose we use a social media platform like Hootsuite to manage all of our social media in one single place.
That would be more efficient, but training the whole team will take a long time. Maybe we can look at this next quarter.
It will allow us to explore new social media channels we haven't looked at before. It could have a big impact.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
It could be a game changer.
Yeah, let's do it.
Wait, you really think so?
Yeah!
Alright, well, maybe we can give it a go.
So tell me, in that second case, you could hear Harry
was
promoting his idea to change the way that we do social media. It wasn't going very well. Then quietly from the side, BJ says, I think it could be a game changer. And it gives it a real sense of support.
Harry がソーシャルメディア、まあ、SNS について新しい戦略についてプレゼンしたけれども、まあ、ルーベンの反応はあんま良くなかった。その時に横から静かに It could be a game changer って言ったらなんかすごい強力な応援が来たような雰囲気に変わりましたね。
And just like I said, you would never say This could be a game changer, woo! Because it's already a powerful phrase. Likewise, because it's a powerful phrase, don't overuse it.
この It could be a game changer 自体がすごくパワフルなフレーズだから使いすぎないことが大事。It's like, I love you.
Exactly. If you say I love you to everyone, then the power of love becomes really weak. If you, every idea you say, that could be a game changer, that could be a game changer, that could be a game changer, then in the end you wonder, is it really a game changer or are you just 気が多い? You're just too much love in your heart.
気が多い。気が多い国。すごい難しい日本語知ってるね、BJ。そうだね。だから、I love you をいろんな人に言いまくったりとか、まあ確かに I love you も、I love you ってあんま言わないしね。静かに言うよね。I love you.
Yeah, I love you.
I love you.
I likewise, you know, like, you know, on your first date, yeah. you don't say I love you. You have to wait for a time. If like the first time you see an idea and you say, oh, that could be a game changer, then it feels a little bit too weak.
そうだね。言葉が軽く聞こえちゃうもんね。最初のデートで言ったりだとか、I love you も連発してたら、軽ってなっちゃうから、まあ静かに、本当にここぞという時だけに静かに使うフレーズだね。
Yeah.
Yeah, and You definitely don't want to tell your wife that you love her every day. It's,
no, that's why I like...
You guys don't?
It's too much.
Say it every day.
No, because it becomes weak.
でもほら、日本人の先入観としてさ、それ欧米人は毎日 I love you, I love you, I love you って言ってるっていうイメージがあるんだけど、that's not true, is it?
I do it once a week on a Friday night before I go out drinking with my friends. I say, baby, see you later, I love you.
なんか軽いな。それ、ちょっとなんか、飲みに行くけど怒んないでねみたいな言い訳っぽいじゃんそれ。
That's a, that's called a 家庭内裏技英語。
家庭内裏技英語。あ、家庭内裏技英語もちょっと別バージョンでね、ポッドキャストでお送りいたしましょうかね。
And I think my wife's mum listens to this show, so can I just say?
そうなんだ。
That's all a lie. That was all just a joke. Everything I say is a joke. No.
BJ がそんなこと言うわけないよね。Yeah.
And on that note, can we quickly move on to the tactics?
Okay.
Can we? 外資系裏技英語 is sponsored by Cambly, English conversation on demand. Go to www.cambly.com and create a free account. Then use the code 裏技 in kanji to claim a 15-minute free trial lesson. Practice English conversation and help out your podcast. Even completing a trial helps a lot. Thank you.Okay, so firstly, just to be clear, the phrase we think you should learn is it could be a game changer.
ゲームをチェンジする可能性がある、それぐらいポテンシャルがあるっていうことのね。それが、it could be a game changer. Okay.
Yeah. And like we said, you can use it as an adjective, but just to be safe and you want to be confident in using this uruwaza, just learn this phrase. It could be a game changer. That's the blanket phrase.
うん、まあ、形容詞的に使う方法もご紹介しましたけれども、まあ今回とりあえず、it could be a game changer 名詞として、まあこの、やっぱフレーズ丸ごとちゃんと覚えるっていうのがね、すぐに使えるように、近道にもなるので、フレーズ丸ごとで覚えていただけたらと思います。
Okay. And there's two main usages. One is when you're trying to sell your idea.、
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is when you are supporting someone else's idea.
はい、これも使い方は二つあるんですね。自分のアイディア、をこう人に伝えるとき、説得したいときもそうですし、そしてもう一つは人のアイディアをサポートするときにも、この It could be a game changer 使います。
Yeah, so in that case, it's another double threat 裏技。
そうだね。二刀流の、またなんか今までも紹介してますけれども、二つの使い方がある裏技ですね。
So, pattern one, when you are talking about your own idea,、
mm-hmm.
the one thing to be very clear about is the phraseIt could be a game changer is the very last thing you say.
はい、注意すべきポイントは自分のアイデアを話しているとき、この It could be a game changer は本当に最後の最後の手で出してください。
So, just state your plan.
はい、まずは自分のプランを相手に提示します。
Then number two,You know, tell people why the plan is a good idea. State the impact. Tell them about the potential.
そして自分のプランのインパクト、そしてポテンシャルを説明します。
Then, silence.
はい、次の段階では、サイレンス。ちゃんと間を置きましょう。ここ大事ですからね。
Yeah, let the audience, let your manager, let the client listen to the impact. Let them digest the impact, the potential.
聞いている人、自分のマネージャー、ボス、誰であれ、自分のプランをね、ちょっと一旦こう、ダイジェスト、消化してもらう。そういった時間を取りましょう。
And then stage four, say quietly, but confidently, it could be a game changer.
はい、そしてステージ4としましては、静かに、それでいて、自信満々にですね、it could be a game changer.
Could be a game changer.
意味ありげに。You have to be an actor, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to act. ね。ね、BJ がそうやって本当意味深げにそうやって言うとね、あ、本当にこのポテンシャルがあるんだろうなっていう気がしてくるもんね。
It's almost like we said in the look. I'm not trying to convince you. Episode. The more you try to convince someone,、mm-hmm. the less powerful it becomes. So if you're shouting, "It could be a game changer," you sound desperate.But quietly, confidently, actually has more power because it looks like, look, I'm not trying to convince you. I'm not selling this. I'm just telling you how it is.
Look, I'm not trying to convince you. の裏技紹介した時にも、もう人を説得したい時に、あの、説得したいんだっていうのが前面に出ちゃうと、すごい desperate。もうなんか絶望している人みたいな余裕がない人に見えてしまうから、やっぱり、それは駆け引き、押し引きなのかな?はい、この時も、it could be a game changer と静かに言った方が、こう相手に無理やり押し付けるのではなくて、客観的に本当にそういったポテンシャルがあるっていうことを静かに相手に伝えることになるのではないでしょうか。
And then likewise, pattern two, when you're supporting someone else's idea, is very similar.
はい、パターン二つ目といたしましては、自分のアイデアではなく、今度人のアイデアをサポートするときにも、まあ、先ほどと同じようなステップを踏んでいきます。
So, in this case, the first two stages, they do all the work, you just are listening with the audience.
まあ、ステージ1と2では先ほどと一緒で、まずその人が自分のプランを提示して、まあ、ポテンシャルとかを説明しているところまでは一緒で、まあ、それを横で聞いてれば OK。
And then, stage 3, when the audience is thinking, when the audience is digesting, if you think it's a really good idea, that's when you help. That's when you say...It could be a game changer.
はい、そしてそのプランに対してオーディエンスが考えている時間、まあ、ちょっと静かになってるかもしれない、それこそダイジェストしてる、噛み砕いている時に、あ、この意見、このプラン本当にいいと思ったら、この It could be a game changer が登場する時ですね。それを静かに言う。
You almost say it as if you're saying it to yourself.
おお、人に説得するのではなく、もう独り言かのように、ついつい心の声が出てきてしまったぐらいのトーンで言うのが、good.
And then you wait for stage four, which is when the presenter flashes you his eyes to say thank you. And he goes, thank you. That's what you wait for.
それは、あの、ステージ4で、その喋ってた人がね、こっち見て、こう、ありがとう、thank you. で、こっちに目配せするまで待つと。そこまでを含めての、あの、全工程なので、最後、thank you って言われるまでちゃんと待ちましょうね。
Okay, let's put this into practice, Terumi.
Okay.
Okay, Terumi, practice one.
Okay, it's going good.
Supporting another person's idea.
はい、今度は、まず人のアイデアをサポートするときですね。
Okay, Ruben, can we use you in this as well? Okay, Ruben, I've got a new idea.
Great, let's hear it.
So from now on, we will video the sound recording of Urawaza Eigo and upload onto YouTube to find a brand new audience.
Okay, well, who's going to be doing this?
Well, it's a lot of work, but think of all the new people that we could reach.
I'm not sure.
It could be a game changer.
You really think so? I'm not sure, but maybe we can try.
Thank you. See? Work
perfect. めっちゃ笑ってるわ、私。
But you did. I, you know, if I had one bit of commentary or one comment on that, Terumi, I think You waited a little bit long to help me out there.
あ、そう、そうか、もうちょっと先でよかったのか。ルーベンがめっちゃ反対してんだもんだって。
Yeah.
ちょっと、yeah. the moment to jump in がちょっと難しかったね。
Yeah. But not always, but you know, the examples we're giving are when the other person, Ruben in this case, is being negative.
Mm-hmm.
But often it's not. It's just you're helping the idea along. Often people are just thinking.
なるほど。ルーベンがいろいろ言ってたけども、まあ、意見がネガティブというよりは、まあ、こういった時間ってみんないろいろ頭の中でああだこうだ考えている、そんな時間なんですよね。
Okay, now we want to practice again, and this time, tell me, you give me an idea, and tell me why you think it's the best idea in the world.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, BJ,、mm. I'm planning to、doing English comedy.
You're planning to do English comedy, are you?
Yeah.
Why?
I want to try stand-up comedy.、
Mm.
I want to have a new audience.
Yeah.
New fans. Yeah. And、mm. if I have more fans, I think I can bring them into this podcast.
Hmm.
It could be a game changer for me.
Oh...Very nice. Very nice. No, it was perfect. You kind of...
本当?
You did, yeah, no, you gave your idea.
Uh-huh.
You then told me about the real impact, you know, uh-huh. the real potential of the idea.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end, what I actually really liked was it could be a real game changer for me. I like that for me.
Ah, 私にとってね、for me. Yeah. 私にとっていろいろゲームチェンジャーになるっていうのつけてみましたよ。
Mm. Yeah, mm. because for the podcast...Yeah, it would be beneficial, but for you, it would be a game changer. And also for our listeners, that's how you use that phrase. It could be a game changer for me, for our company, for、mm. our podcast, for. Yeah, really well done. Very nice English there, Tenami.
ありがとうございます。It could be a game changer for 誰々っていうのも合わせて覚えるとより使いやすくなるかもしれません。
So yeah, this is a very powerful phrase. It could be a game-changing phrase for your career.
今日ご紹介した It could be a game changer というこのフレーズは皆さんのキャリアの中でもね、ゲームチェンジングなフレーズになるかもしれません。
Maybe that's an exaggeration. Maybe that's an exaggeration. But I do think that practicing all these urawazas could really be game-changing for you.
はい。というのは、ちょっとだけ大げさだったかもしれないけれども、私たちがこのポッドキャスト裏技、外資系裏技英語で紹介してきたフレーズ、全部をちゃんと覚えて、スラッと言えるようにまで体に落とし込んで、日常で使えたら、本当にでも、ね、ゲームチェンジャーになってくんじゃないかなと思いますよ。本当に、I think it really would be a game changing phrases. ゲームチェンジとか、ライフチェンジングライフチェンジングまで行っちゃっていいかな、mm. でも本当にね、I'm sure that it will bring you to a higher level. だと思います。
Yeah, I agree.
ね、
yeah. Mm. And also, you just used the word life changer. That's another phrase that you can use as well. It could be a life changer. But we do really believe that the urawazas that we are teaching are important, useful, and can have a big impact on your career. So do please keep listening.
はい、私たちがご紹介している裏技英語フレーズはですね、本当に私も外資系コンサル時代にね、使いこなせてたらどれだけ良かったかっていうような、なんか、ユースフォーなものがたくさんあると思うので、ぜひこれからも聞いていただけたら、そして、ね、覚えて実際に使っていってもらえたら、とても嬉しいなと思います。
And on that note, we would like to say goodbye, and we'll see you again next week for another episode of 外資系裏技英語。
外資系裏技英語また来週お耳にかかります。どうもありがとうございました。YouTube だとお目にかかりますですね。
Oh, yeah.
Bye bye. See you next week. Bye bye.
裏技英語 Business English is so hard 裏技英語 I need a new 裏技
Thank you very much for listening. Uruwaza Eigo is produced by Okomediyaki Productions and can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other podcast platforms.
Twitter と Instagram の外資系Uruwaza Eigo アカウント @Uruwaza Eigo もぜひフォローしてください。YouTube チャンネルでもさらにコンテンツをお楽しみいただけます。
Each episode comes with a study worksheet, and these can be found on our homepage. Please Google 外資系Uruwaza Eigo, and you'll find the homepage.
そしてポッドキャストを気に入っていただけたら、ぜひ職場の仲間やお友達に広めていただけると嬉しいです。もしくは外資系裏技英語オフィシャル LINE スタンプを送ってみるのもいいですよ。外資系裏技英語スタンプは LINE のスタンプショップで購入できます。